Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. It's hard to believe it's already July 19th and 20th, and July seems to go really quickly. I think once you hit the July 4th holiday, it seems to go really fast. And of course, now some of you are claiming that I sound like our parents now, but when you were a child, it seemed like the summer was forever. And as you get up there, it seems like it goes by in an instant. But it is July 19th and 20th, depending on when you're listening to this. If you are listening to this on Saturday, July 19th, today is a big race in Concord. It's called the Bill Luddy 5-Miler. It starts at 9 a.m., so it's too late. You can't run over there, but I just wanted to put a plug in for the race. It's named after the famous Concord High School track coach, Bill Luddy, who does come to the race, and that's Saturday, July 19th at 9 a.m., and that is the sixth race in the Capital Area Race Series. There is one more. Those of you that are listening to this, you can show up for the seventh and final race at the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic 5K, and that's in Canterbury, and that's on Saturday, July 26th at 9 a.m. For the past few weekends, we've had community partners on. We had the principals from the Arthritis Foundation last weekend, and the weekend before that, we had the executive director of American Red Cross of New Hampshire, Maria White, and board member Linda Roach, who also works at Northeast Delta Dental. So the great thing about this radio show, it allows us to feature community partners. It also gives me an opportunity to give you two updates that I like to give you. One is where we are with the Affordable Care Act. And in New Hampshire, as you know, we have a public exchange, healthcare.gov, and over 1,600 covered lives have been as a result on the dental side of the public exchange. So from my perspective, while certainly the Affordable Care Act has not been without its glitches, it's actually given an opportunity for over 1,000 people in New Hampshire to purchase individual coverage through the public exchange. We also have a private exchange called DeltaDentalCoversMe.com, and over 5,000 people have been able to purchase coverage through the private exchange. We developed the private exchange knowing that healthcare.gov might be a little difficult to maneuver when it first appeared last October. And so if you look at it from our perspective, it's really heightened the importance of oral health by having dental plans on the exchange. And that's another reason why, by the way, we partner with the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. We have what's called an oral health challenge where children of participating subscribers who go to our participating dentists brush and floss in between visits and they earn tickets. And we have several games during the year where they go on the field with the Tooth Fairy. I explain all this in a book called There Are No Do-Overs, with co-authored with Dave Cowens, and we explain a lot of business principles as well as leadership principles, but I do describe the strategy behind the Affordable Care Act and how we engaged it. You can pick that up at Gibson's or go on Amazon.com. There Are No Do-Overs with Dave Cowens. So, as I mentioned, the last two weekends, we've featured community partners. Well, this weekend is no exception. With me is the world-famous General Ken Clark. Ken, thank you for joining me on this hot July weekend, 19th and 20th, and thank you for coming in studio. And, of course, I'm in a suit and you're in shorts, but that's okay. But thank you for coming in this weekend.
Tom, it's the beauty of being retired.
And we will get into your grandchildren shortly. But Ken, I admire you, always have. I think it's very important for the listening audience to, before we get into City Year, which is the prime purpose for this weekend, would you? I know you don't like to talk about yourself, but could you briefly describe your career and how you've served our country?
Sure. I had the wonderful opportunity of being sponsored by the New Hampshire National Guard to attend pilot training in 1969 to 1970. And then I returned home and spent 40 years with the New Hampshire National Guard here in New Hampshire, most of it over at Pease, commanding the flying unit over there for 5 years, and then moving over here to Concord to head up the National Guard for my last 5 years working for the governor. And things seem to go in five-year increments because I just celebrated my fifth anniversary of retirement.
It's been 5 years. That's incredible. Well, thank you for your service to this country. And I know you also really initiated a lot of quality initiatives at the Guard. And we really first got connected not through just Brigadier General Bob Dastin, but also through the Grand State Quality Council. And you were kind enough to allow me to go on one of those refueling flights. Very, very impressive how close the planes come. And anyway, thank you, and thank you for the service to the country. But we're here this weekend to talk about City Year and how it is making a difference. And then in the spirit of transparency, I just want everybody to know that I'm a huge supporter of City Year, and you'll by the end of the show, you'll know why. The State Board of Education supports the City Year mentoring idea, and also from Northeast Delta Dental's perspective, we're also a corporate sponsor. But I think, again, it's important. If you could describe, before you talk about how City Year is making a difference, why don't you talk generally what is City Year? I think people, if you're in Manchester, you see the young people in their red jackets, but they may not be able to connect the dots. So could you do that for me, General?
City Year was started 25 years ago by a couple of graduates from the Harvard Business School, one of whom happened to be from Bedford, New Hampshire, Alan Casey. He and Michael Brown thought that there was an opportunity out there for people who wanted to do service without necessarily joining the Peace Corps and going overseas, but perhaps do that domestically. And they started something called City Year, the concept being to get young people, 17 to 23 years old, to commit to a year of community service. And it has expanded now in its 25th year. There are 21 sites around the United States as well as overseas in two different countries that have City Year programs in them. Here in New Hampshire, we were fortunate 15 years ago to have former Governor Shaheen, now Senator Shaheen, and Michael Schwartz from Timberland join with Alan Casey and say, you know, City Year, which was really founded around cities, the model could be used within a whole state, and City Year New Hampshire was born. For the first 11 years, City Year New Hampshire did community service in a number of communities, but in the last 4 years, City Year has focused on a particular project called Keeping Kids in School and on Track. And when nationally, City Year went on this campaign to eliminate dropouts, or at least certainly stem the dropout crisis in America, we had to kind of take a deep gulp here in New Hampshire and say, well, does this take us out of the business that City Year is in? It was at a time when New Hampshire was taking a hard look at dropouts and said, quite frankly, patting ourselves on the back, we're doing pretty good. But then we sat down and looked at Manchester and found out that Manchester looks just about like any other large urban city that City Year is involved in, and sat down with the mayor and the superintendent of schools in Manchester and said, we believe that we might have an opportunity here if we could partner with you to bring these young people, 19 to 23, into the Manchester school system and have them serve as near-peer mentors. The ability of young people around age 20 to connect with young kids is special. And by bringing young people from all over the country, the ethnic background that we also were able to bring to New Hampshire changed the teacher structure in a number of the schools. So we're now serving in six elementary schools in Manchester.
And having recently been involved with Starry Starry Night, which is one of the fundraisers for City Year and was recognized by City Year, and I got to meet all of the core members, as they're called, it would bring tears to your eyes meeting with any one of these people. And I can tell you firsthand the difference that they've made in young people's lives. And I write about this in the book. Mentoring is so important. It is one of the keys to a successful life. So you have to support this. So let me just take a quick time out and say that there is an upcoming event, and it's called the White Mountain Grand Fondo, and that's at Loon Mountain on August 23rd. And it's a great fundraiser. And of course, if you're a cyclist, you'll want to do that. So if you're interested, call Allie Holmes at City Year, and that's at 218-5112. That's 218-5112, or A Holmes, one word, at cityyear, one word, .org. So it's been really successful, in the city. And why do you think that is? I mean, you think the younger students, they're basically, they're looking up to these folks that are in their 20s, and maybe some of those core members have gone through similar situations of thinking about dropping out. And absolutely, you're right, Ken, that eliminating the dropout rate is one of the goals of the state board, and we believe one of the ways of doing it is through a mentoring program like this.
The research in education has proven that you can pretty well identify by third grade the likelihood of a young child graduating from school. And there are three key factors that you can take a look at. They have to do with attendance, behavior in school, and being on track in English and in math. And if a young child is off track in any one of those three areas at third grade, their chances of succeeding drop dramatically. So City Year has targeted that group and goes to a school, sits down with the principal and said, identify the students who potentially are off track and let's see if we can't go to work with them. Core members are there before school starts, greeting students coming to school, giving them a reason to show up, knowing that somebody cares whether they're there. When there's a behavior incident that occurs in a classroom, they're able to assist the teacher at dealing with it so that it is not disruptive to the whole class and hopefully gets that child back on track. And then they can sit down and work with them on individual skills of math and English. If you can get a kid on track at third grade and then advance them, their chances of succeeding go up greatly.
That's so true, and that they want to come to school and they want to see these young folks in their red coats. And I can also tell you that teachers love having the City Year core members, you know, in their classroom for the very reason they're getting the young students passionate about coming to school. So if you want to know more about the City Year organization, just go on www.cityyear.org, and there's a plethora of information on that. And when we return from commercial break, we are going to talk about the reality that we do need funds to be raised. So I mentioned the Mountain Grand Fondo, and there'll be some other things that General Clark will be talking about. Tom Raphael will return after commercial break. Please stay tuned.
Hi, I'm Lisa, your Delta Dental Benefits rep. Any questions today?
How long should I brush my teeth for?
2 minutes.
Why should I visit the dentist?
Professional preventative care promotes good oral health.
What's the most popular color of toothbrush?
Blue.
She's good.
As the most experienced dental benefits company, Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service. So enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raphael for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and this weekend on July 19th and 20th. And just as a quick reminder for my running friends, today, July 19th, if that's when you're listening to it, is the sixth race of the Capital Area Race Series, the Bill Luty 5-miler. That's Saturday, July 19th at 9 a.m. And then the seventh and final race of the series is the Canterbury Woodchuck Classic 5K, and that's Saturday, July 26th. At 9 a.m. And if you're not in the series, you can join that race individually by emailing lewis4nh@comcast.net, or just show up at Canterbury and we'll get you in. So with me is General Ken Clark. And Ken, we of course were remarking on the extreme important work of City Year, and I'd like you to talk about the transformation and how you got the City of Manchester's support and got the teachers and principals involved. So why don't you take us through that? I think that would be important for people to hear that story.
4 years ago, we were operating out of Timberland headquarters in Stratham, and when we approached the City of Manchester, the leadership was happy to have us, but candidly, the principals and the teachers were kind of like, what is this bright idea that you're foisting upon us? And it took us a couple of years to have everybody in the system understand what's going on. We have some really dramatic results that you can really, that are concrete, not just anecdotal, to rely on. And now the biggest fans of City Year in the Manchester school system are now teachers as well as the principals. I know you mentioned the State Board of Education just received a presentation, and two of the presenters were, one was a principal and one was the assistant superintendent of schools, talking about the value that City Year is bringing to Manchester schools.
Yeah, they've definitely become the ambassadors, and I speak to a lot of teachers and administrators, and everyone universally says what the the City Year Corps members have brought to the table in such a positive way. And as we talked about before commercial break, mentoring in general, but specifically the City Year mentoring, is so important for the young Corps members to get the passion of the younger students, and that, hey, you were a little late to school the other day. What's going on? That type of mentoring is so darn important. Ken, could you also explain the AmeriCorps connection?
I can. AmeriCorps is part of the Corporation for National and Community Service, established actually after the beginnings of City Year, and a lot of people would credit some of the City Year model as having been the foundation for AmeriCorps. AmeriCorps supports about one-third of the funding cost of having City Year here in New Hampshire. There are currently 50 Corps members operating in 6 elementary schools in Manchester. We would very much like to grow that number. In fact, City Year's objective is to make sure that a kid makes it all the way through to graduation. And in order to do so, we need to follow some of those students to middle school, conceivably eventually to high school. We'd like to see 120 Corps members. Obviously, the challenge is always funding. Right now, the model calls for about 30% funding municipally by the city, 30% by AmeriCorps, and 40% from private and corporate donations. That's a tall bill to handle. It means that the Board of City Year New Hampshire has to raise about $1.3 million a year to make this program go. Obviously, it is a great bargain for the City of Manchester in terms of impact in their schools. I would also like to comment that we've been very careful to maintain the title City Year New Hampshire as opposed to City Year Manchester. I don't live in Manchester. I live over in the Seacoast. But I feel very strongly that Manchester is carrying a lot of water for the citizens of the state of New Hampshire in terms of being our largest city and a refugee resettlement site. And the challenges that Manchester have impact all of us here in the state of New Hampshire. So if you're listening to this program and you're saying, what has this got to do with me? I'm not from Manchester. Well, trust me, what happens in Manchester impacts you, and having kids in Manchester graduate school is a good thing for you.
Absolutely. In fact, I was just going to go there, General, because if you're a CEO out there, any employer, I was just going to say this. It's not just a City of Manchester program. This is going to result in more qualified children in New Hampshire going on to college and being more work ready. So I know I've got a lot of CEO colleagues that listen to this show. So as Ken mentioned, over $1 million has to be raised beyond the other funding. And so if you're interested in learning more of how to provide that level of sponsorship, just www.cityyear.org. I think if you meet with the City Corps members, you will write a check. Absolutely.
We have a very dynamic school visitation program, and if you go spend an hour in an elementary school meeting the staff, the students, and the Corps members, you will be impacted.
Now, there are three, since this is a public-private collaborative, I know that there are at least three fundraisers. You have the Manchester Young Professional fundraiser, you have the Starry Starry Night event in the spring, and then you have the White Mountain Grand Fondo at Loon Mountain coming up in August. How about if you take those in any order you wish?
The Manchester Young Professionals was actually something we like to refer to as a friendraiser. We are looking to have people understand what the mission is and its impact. And so it was not a direct fundraiser, more than a opportunity for people who have seen City Year in action to get together with other people to spread the baseline of those supporting the mission. Starry Starry Night is our annual gala in recognition of someone who has spent a lifetime in community service. And I don't want to pat you too much on the back, but certainly the host of the show qualified and was our recipient this year of our recognition. It is an evening to celebrate the work that City Year does, as well as the value of community service.
And if you go to that, you get to see the Corps members in action, and you will write a check. Absolutely.
Well, don't tell people that, Tom, because they won't want to come.
No, you will. You have to.
Make them write a check.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, I wish I could describe how these core members so positively impact lives that, again, you'd have to do that.
It might be worth my taking just a second to describe a quick year in the life of a core member. They show up at the beginning of August and receive from all over the country, literally.
Right, that's true.
Male, female, all backgrounds, ethnic backgrounds, and they spend the month of August getting a fire hose training in what they're getting into in terms of working with schools and the culture of City Year. And they're at school from the first day through the middle of June when they graduate. We just graduated our most recent class. There's a six-week break while we get ready to gear up for the new arrivals on the 1st of August. And the most common question I get is, so what happens to that kid who was being mentored by somebody who leaves them in June? And it is amazing that when a young person in a red jacket with the training shows up at that school next year, I can almost guarantee you it won't make a difference to that young child. They'll say, there's my city.
Right. It's branded, the continuity. And of course, many of these members, do come back for a second year. Besides,
usually about 15% do a second year, and they serve as a leader of each one of the school teams.
Exactly. So, but the continuity is there for sure, and in the sustainability. Before we talk again about the Grand Fondo, it was the 21st anniversary of City Year nationally. I know there was an event in Boston which ex-President Clinton spoke at, and basically that was a rousing time to go to celebrate the quarter century of the organization. But I do want to, because I know everybody is listening to the show is from New Hampshire, we definitely brand this as City Year New Hampshire.
It is clearly City Year New Hampshire. All the money raised here in New Hampshire, and it's spent here in New Hampshire. City Year nationally, out of Boston, does a wonderful job of providing training, background, and the model for what we're doing.
Great. So let's, in the moments we have left, let's talk about another fundraiser coming up, the White Mountain Grand Fondo.
I want to talk about your July 26th road race for just a second.
Okay.
A second, and that is, how can that be the last race in the series? That gives you 4 weeks for all those people who cross-train, who are through running for the season, to get on their bike and get ready for the White Mountain Grand Fondo, because that's 4 weeks later.
Exactly. That's perfect. And, of course, having also completed the Prouty, you know, I'm ready to do this, and actually the fact that it's coming up and giving us runners like 3 or 4 weeks to get the running legs shaped up for the biking, that'd be great. But it's August 23rd, right?
Right.
And if you're interested, contact Allie Holmes at 603 area code 218-5112. And it's at Loon Mountain. I was just there a couple weekends ago for the National Mountain Series running, and people actually ran up walking boss. So in terms of the bike ride, though, you're not riding up walking boss trail, are you? Please tell me.
No, this is a road event, and it is the big challenge of cycling the mountains of New Hampshire. We're attracting people from all over the Northeast. Out the Kankamagus Highway, up over Bear Notch Road, all the way up to Bethlehem, down through Littleton, the backside of Cannon, down to Kinsman Notch, and back into Loon, 103 miles. No small challenge. It is not for the faint of heart. But for those who say, you're out of my league, we run a Medio Fondo where we start at Bretton Woods with the last 50 miles. And if you say, how about a 25-miler? Well, join us in Franconia and ride the last 25 miles with us. We'll have a celebration at Loon at the end, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and love to have a big crowd there. Band there, great fun.
It's perfect. So you have a 25-miler, a 50-miler, and then a longer one. So no matter where you are in terms of your training, there's room for you. And keep in mind, the funds are going to support City Year New Hampshire. So again, that's Allie Holmes at 218-5112 or A. Holmes at cityyear.org. You'll stay fit, and you're raising funds for City Year. In our moments left, give us one more snapshot as to why City Year is worthy of our money and our attention.
Tom, as you said, all you have to do is meet with a core member who has spent a year working in schools. Not only are they changing the lives of the young people they're working with, but these core members who are at a very moldable age themselves, trying to figure out what they're going to do with their careers, get a year of unbelievable leadership training, and generally it changes their lives as well, and turns them into community advocates. The work of our alumni program, if you can believe this, our alumni are going to sponsor one of our six teams in schools this year by themselves.
There you go. And many of these people then end up staying in New Hampshire. Some are from New Hampshire, but as Ken said, they're all from all across the world. And they get to see how great New Hampshire is. And having part of the getting recognized, you get to meet with all these core members, and they are as great as Ken says. So cityyear.org, and in general, CEO colleagues out there, we need your help because it is statewide. And if you're interested in the Fondo, 218-5112, Allie Holmes or ahomes@cityyear.org. General, thank you for spending the 19th with me and the 20th. As always, you did a great job. Tom Raffio will return for more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio next week.